Jason Sanborn Coffee bring you the Charlie McCarthy Show. Ladies and gentlemen, greeting you on behalf of Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Nita Gordon, Mortimer Third, Pat Patrick, and our very special guest this evening, Nelson Eddy. And here's Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Oh, my, oh, my aching aches. Oh, I tell you, I'm a wreck. Oh, dear, dear.
What seems to be the matter, Charlie?
Don't talk to me, you slave driver. You Simonized Legree.
Oh, I see. You're still mad because I made you clean out the attic.
Yeah.
Well, after all, Charlie, there's a great pleasure and satisfaction in working hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're speaking purely from hearsay, of course.
Was it a very difficult job?
Yes, it was. And I've been doing some collective bargaining with myself, and I figure that you owe me $3 cash.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
No, Charlie.
Yeah.
No.
No?
No. No $3.
Oh, come on, Bergen, huh?
No.
What's $3 to you? You throw that much away in a year.
I reiterate, no $3.
No?
No.
Then I'll show everybody what I found up there in your old hope chest.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't like that, Charlie.
No?
No. Why, that's blackmail.
Oh, please, Bergen. That's such an ugly word. Let's say it's a new type of social security.
Yeah.
No?
No. I'm calling your bluff, young man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Call me.
Yes. I don't care what you found.
No.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
What was it?
Well, you remember way back when you tried to be a poet?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. I haven't decided yet what to do with my life.
Yeah. That was before you decided just to waste it.
I was really serious about becoming a poet then.
Yeah.
Yes. I even wore a Windsor tie, and my long flowing locks streamed over my collar.
Yeah. That stream sure dried up, didn't it?
Yes. Those dear, dead poetic days.
Yeah, you should have buried your poems with them.
Why?
Because I found them, that's why.
Yes.
You know when you wrote those things, poetry, don't you?
Yes, yes. Yes, I wasn't strong enough to play football then.
No. That was when you wrote those words just before you went away to that, shall we say, rest home, shall we say.
Yes.
Squirrel Haven Sanitarium.
No. quit exaggerating.
Well, here they are. Get a load of some of these titles. Here's a verse here. On life. Without it, you're dead. Terrific stuff. Here's another one. Smorgasbord at eventide.
All right, Charlie.
Hello, Jeff. What particular brand of hilarity is transpiring here, might I ask?
Well, Ray, you've set some of my poetry, and you wouldn't be interested.
Oh, on the contrary, old boy. You know, I had an uncle once who was a struggling poet.
Yeah.
Poor chap, yes. He started there 3 times.
Yeah.
How careless of him.
Oh, dear old Uncle Horace. Really. You know, he was so steadfast, so determined. He never would admit it, you know.
Admit what?
I was related to him.
Oh, I see. Yes.
I can see his viewpoint.
I say, Charlie, boy, can I read some of those verses?
Well, sure. Read this one. This is called Infinity of Nothingness. Oh, good. Woo.
Yes, I'd like to read it.
You read it, yeah.
What weary roads will I have to travel? Will they be uphill, downhill, or level?
Well, what do you think?
What was your inspiration for that one, Bergen? A migraine headache?
All right. I see you don't appreciate poetic stuff.
Yeah. What's the matter here? All right, please. He made a mistake. All right.
Some poetry, you understand, affects the soul, and some affects the heart.
Yeah, yours affects the nose. All right. Well, Bergen, do I get the three smackers, or do you want these atrocities in print?
Well, now, wait a minute. Who'd buy them?
You will, Bud, or Alf.
So you're still demanding hush money?
Yeah. And it still takes three clams to make me soundproof.
I see. Well, young man, here is $1.
$1?
Yeah.
You just bought yourself a stack of sonnets. Here they are. Goodbye.
Yeah, just a moment here. Just a moment, young man. These aren't in my handwriting.
No.
Young man, I smell a rat.
Why, don't look at me. I'm more the mousy type here.
Young man, it's your handwriting.
Yep.
You were putting words in my mouth.
Well, after all these years, turnabout is fair play.
Special Ray Noble arrangement of A Rainy Night in Rio is played for us now with lovely Anita Gordon on the vocals.
What do they do on a rainy night in Rio? What do they do when there is no starry sky? Where do they go when they can't go far away? Will they stay home and talk and sit around and sigh? Ay-yah. What do they do on a rainy night in Rio? How can a guy meet a sweetheart by the sea? Maybe the girl wants a tender kiss, and yet, how tender can you get when you're beneath a wet palm tree? What do they do in Mississippi when skies are drippy? And what do they do when it's murky in Albuquerque? They simply ignore the pitter-patter while they chatter with delight. Well, that's what they do in Rio on a rainy night. That's what they do in Rio on a rainy night.
You think Chase and Sanborn. When you taste Chase and Sanborn, that's shade-grown flavor. You taste the extra goodness of shade-grown flavor with the first sip of Chase and Sanborn, and you remember it from then on. It's impressive, richer, fuller, more delicious flavor, and all your cup will hold. Yes, every cup of Chase and Sanborn brings you this delicious flavor bonus, the flavor of finer coffees, slow-grown in tropical shade. Coffee grows too fast in the glaring sunlight, ripens prematurely. But under the protection of taller shade trees, it takes its time, matures completely. Growing time is flavor-making time. And that's why these finer coffees are shielded from the sun. Shade-grown means slow-grown. And slow-grown means flavor-grown. Day after day, week after week, the coffee gathers in more and more shade-grown flavor. And it pays off in your cup. You're entitled to all the flavor you can get. So ask your grocer for Chase and Sanborn, the coffee with shade-grown flavor. Thank you.
Mammy, little baby, love short slim, short slim. Mammy, little baby, love short slim bread. Diggy, 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 oh, short slim bread.
Well, here we are again.
Yep, sounds logical.
Yeah, it does. You're looking fine?
Yep.
Yes, how do you feel?
Well, I feel tipsy-top.
Tipsy-top.
Yep. Except for one of my fingers.
Oh, I see. Well, what's wrong with your finger?
It got bitted.
Got bitted, yeah. Well, which finger got bit?
Well, let me see. I think it was my middle thumb.
Your middle thumb, yeah. Well, it couldn't be that. It was probably your index finger.
Ew. Well, which one is that?
Well, it's the first finger after the thumb.
Oh, yeah. After the thumb, yeah. Going which way?
Oh. Never mind.
What?
Tell me, what was it that bit you?
What? Uh-huh.
I say, what bit you?
Oh, a snake.
A snake?
Yeah. I accidentally stuck my finger in his mouth.
Oh, no. Well, where was this snake?
On the bench in your workshop?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, Mortimer, I'll bet you stuck your finger in that electrical socket.
Yeah.
Yes, that was an extension cord.
Yeah. Well, them extension snakes sure can bite.
They can bite. It bit you.
Yeah, boy, I'll say it flanged me all around the room.
It flanged you around the room.
Yeah.
Well, where did it hurt you the worst?
The worst?
Yeah.
Oh, I know a funny one. Ask me that again.
Where did it hurt you the worst?
It hurt my liver worst.
Liver worst. Shame.
Yeah. It was a stinker, but I liked it.
Well, evidently that was your first introduction to electricity.
Yeah. Sure has a powerful handshake.
Yes, it has. Mortimer, just what do you know about electricity?
Well, principally nothing.
Nothing.
Very little of that.
Yeah, I see. Let me explain it then. Electricity is an invisible agency capable under different circumstances of producing light, heat, decomposition, and other physical phenomena. Now, one thing you must remember, never turn on the light when you're in the bathtub.
No.
Or somebody's apt to get a terrible shock.
No. Especially if I forget to pull down the window shade.
Now, Mortimer, what have you learned about electricity so far?
It's awful dangerous. On Saturday nights.
Yeah. Mortimer, what makes you so stupid?
Well, maybe I got a short circle in my brain.
Well, now, Charlie, Ray, and Anita, our guest tonight is a great artist of the screen and the concert stage. It's Nelson Eddy. And, Charlie, I want you to be on your very best behavior.
Best behavior?
Yes.
What, and lose all my natural charm?
All right. Now, let's make him feel so welcome that he may want to come back next week and the week after that. Think what that would mean to our show.
Yeah. Think what it will mean to us. Second fiddle, that's what.
Exactly. Just what are we, Thomas, Richard, and Harry?
Yeah. Oh, no, you...
Can you do any more with it?
Wait, Tom, take it.
I think a footnote should go with that joke. Either that or you shouldn't go with it.
Now, you shouldn't feel that way about it, Ray. After all, our doors must always be open to a great artist.
Yeah, but let's remember, fellas, that door swings both ways.
Yeah.
If they start using Callan on this show, we got you something.
All right.
Hey, please, Charlie, old boy. Look here. Do you seriously suppose that Edgar's trying to fill our shoes?
with us still in them.
Gee, I wish I hadn't missed so many rehearsals.
Yeah, well, gang, we have to protect ourselves and stick together. That's what we'll do. And remember, our motto is E Pluribus Unum. That means united we stand, see?
Gosh, this is exciting.
Yeah.
Don't you think we should seal this vow with blood?
Yeah, but whose blood?
Well, let's play safe. Make it Nelson Eddy's. Now, how are we going to discourage Mr. Eddy from coming back next week?
Yeah, I've got an idea, Charlie.
Yeah.
You know this old fuddy-duddy, Ursel Twing, that's always hanging around?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Perhaps he could be bribed into playing the part of Mr. Sanborn, our sponsor.
Yeah, that's
see?
Good.
And he'll say that he likes the show just as it is.
Oh, good. I'll chip in a dollar.
I'll put in a dollar.
And I'll, I think $2 will be enough. Chicken, here comes Mr. Eddy.
Oh, I'd better powder my nose.
No. Remember, our motto is E Pluribus Bourbon.
Oh.
We stand together, 100 proof. Oh, no.
Well, hello, gang.
Oh, Mr. Eddy.
Charlie and Ray, I'm here.
Yes, that's the way it goes.
But, gang, remember me. I'm Nelson Eddy, your pal.
What did you say, stranger?
Well, this is a fine reception. I can't figure you fellas out. There's something rotten in Denmark.
It's much closer than that.
Well, gee, you do want me to stay, don't you? Well, I'll stay anyway.
Gee, Charlie, I don't think if Mr. Eddy sings just one song, it'll put us out of work.
Oh, so that's it. Oh, you don't have to worry about me.
Yeah, well, could you sing just a short song and not very loud?
Of course, Charlie. Sure. And I won't even sing it good.
Yeah. And, Ray, why don't you accompany him? You know his style, pal. Four of us give it to him.
Ray, do you know anything by Bach?
Oh, of course. Are you ready, Mr. Eddy?
Yes.
Stop it!
I'm Nelson Eddy, not Sugar Child Robinson. You'd better play Tramp, Tramp, Tramp.
Yeah, and Mr. Eddy, please don't make tramps out of us now.
Tramp, tramp, tramp along the highway. Tramp, 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 the road is free. Blazing trails along the byway. Pourri de bois, are we? Tramp, 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 now clear the roadway. Room, 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 the world is free. We're planters and Canucks, Virginians and Kentucks. Captain Dick, all the infantry. Captain Dick, all the infantry. We've hunted the wolf in the forest. We've raided the pirates at sea. We have no indenture. We're out for adventure, as anyone plainly can see. We've smoked a deep pipe with a natchez. We've fought with a stool wild and free. We've blasted all dangers. We're known as the Rangers. Harry Blake, my good comrades, with me. Tramp, 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 I clear the roadway. Room, 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 the world is free. With planters and Canucks, Virginians and Kentucky, Captain Dick, all infantry. Captain Dick, all infantry. We're planters Indians and Canucks, Virginians and Kentucky, Captain Dix, all infantry, Captain Dix, all infantry.
Double-crossed. Is that what you did? You double-crossed.
Oh, was it really good? I wasn't listening. Well, I'm awfully sorry. I'll try to do much worse next time.
Yeah, next time. Uh-oh. If you're thinking what I think you're thinking, you better think again. We haven't room, sir. Sorry, no room.
No room. Oh, fellas, I just want to be around. I don't want to do anything.
Oh, we have Bergen for that service. No.
Well, I'm a pretty funny comedian. How about letting me tell a few jokes? I'm dynamite.
Yeah, well, then blow.
Get this.
Yeah.
I've got a little dog named Ginger.
Yeah.
Does Ginger bite? No, Ginger snaps. Well, Mama saw me in tow and called me Hat Nelson.
Well, you certainly are trying.
What's the matter? What's the matter? Do you think I should put more fire in my jokes?
I think you should put more jokes in the fire.
I did once, and the fire roared.
You should have quit while I was even.
Of course, Mr. Eddie, we know you're frankly clever, but the sponsor likes the show just as it is.
Oh, well, do you think there will ever be an opening for me?
Well, it really doesn't pay you to wait because we're all very young yet.
Oh, by the way, Mr. Sanborn should be here any minute.
Mr. Sanborn? Who's he?
Oh, he's just a man with a shade-grown bankroll, that's all.
A friend. My friends, I'm Ursel Sanborn.
Yeah, good.
I guess, and it goes without saying that I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, well, now why say it?
Yeah.
Mr. Sanborn, I'm Nelson Eddy.
Oh, you are? Oh, for goodness sake, my gosh. Why, Mr. Eddy, I saw you in that Disney picture, Make My Music, and you were just Peachy.
Oh, but they only used my voice in that picture.
Oh, they did? Well, you certainly look much, much better in person.
Get to the point. Don't forget the $2. Tell him why you're here.
Oh, yes, why I am here. Well, I'm here to show you my super deluxe assortment of Valentine's.
You're selling Valentine's?
Uh-huh.
No. Ain't that just like a guy who has a million?
Well, I don't exactly have millions either, no. But I do have a pretty wide selection with lace and feathers and quaint sentimentalities.
No.
Yes. I have Valentine's, both comical and beautiful, and then I have some that are just sort of blah.
Yeah. Well, that does it. I'm going to tell Mr. Chase about you.
Oh, you are? Oh, goody, goody, gumdrop. Goody. I just know he'll buy a Valentine.
No.
Goodbye,
get out.
Well, fellas, it's pretty obvious that you don't want me to be on the show.
Well?
I'm deeply disappointed. But I shall harbor no ill feeling. I shall go back to my concert work.
Mr. Eddie, I think you have made a wise decision.
I know it, but it's so lonesome on the concert stage.
No audiences?
No. Standing there on the stage alone.
Oh, yes. Oh, you must have suffered.
Oh, I have.
Yeah.
I have. But I shall go on like a vagabond from town to town with my music and my portable radio.
Oh, you carry a portable radio? Who do you listen to?
Why, I only live for Sunday night.
Oh.
And as I bend my ear to the speaker, I take a picture from my pocket and gaze fondly upon that cute, whimsical face that makes me so happy.
Is it a picture of me?
No, of me.
Oh, you. Poor Mr. Eddie.
But no matter what misfortunes I encounter, I can say my life has been made rich and full by just knowing Charlie McCarthy.
Oh, Mr. Eddie, I'm so ashamed of myself. Tell me more.
I can't go on.
Oh, there are tears in your eyes. Here, use my coat sleeve. I should have a longer sleeve. Did you ever forgive us?
Yes. Well, I must go now.
No, no, Nettie. Why, you must stay and be part of our show. We insist. Over again.
Yes, Charlie.
Mr. Eddie, make him stay and come back next week.
Well, we've already signed a contract for his appearance next week, but there is a stipulation in it that we might object to.
No, 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 no. No.
Well, what is it?
I'll tell you.
We'll quit. Mr. Eddie insists that we call the show the Nelson Eddie Show.
No!
Here's the easy way to get finer coffee, richer flavor, and more of it. Just ask for Chase and Sanborn, the coffee with shade-grown flavor. It's so easy to get this extra goodness, a bonus of delicious flavor that everybody's taking it up. It's the way to buy coffee today. In the past year, more people than ever before asked for Chase and Sanborn to get its superb shade-grown flavor. All our records for the past 83 years are broken. We've never seen anything like it. Shade-grown flavor is on everybody's tongue, making new friends every day. There's more flavor there to enjoy, so naturally more people enjoy it. It's richer because these finer coffees are slow-grown in tropical shade. Longer growing time means more flavor-making time. The rich soil has a chance to do its work fully. The flavor is stored up, hoarded up in overwhelming, lavish abundance. Remember, by the cup, you call it coffee. By the pound...